You mentioned that the industry is driven by optimism, but yet optimism is nowhere to be found right now.
Yeah. Well, the real optimism is that a guy or gal is sitting at home and wrote a song, figured out how they can record it on their own, work their butt off on it, and all of a sudden they've got this great thing to share to the world. The pessimism is there's so much noise because everybody and their brother's doing the same thing every day, and you have to cut through that noise to get that heard by anybody other than your close friends. And to get the publicity you need, you have to have a little bit of money to pay a publicist, or you have to be really good at social media to stand out to get anybody to hear what you do. So that's the pessimism. The wheels of the industry are still chugging, but those wheels take some grease, and grease in this instance is money.
Is there a Midwestern vibe about the pandemic?
Yeah, I would say, as Midwesterners, we're very pragmatic and we're hardworking and we're loyal. And the artists I've spoken to, the people in the business I've spoken to that are Midwestern tend to be people who've discovered that the work has to continue if you're going to make a go of this during the pandemic. And you've got to be able to figure out how to work within that system of people you already knew. And that's helping people like myself, Steffi Horning, Monty Skelton, those people who've developed nice networks of regional folks that you can pull on and say, hey, I'm going to send you all these tracks, put them in your system, and you play saxophone on it and send it back to me. We're finding ways to make that all work. The big problem is that because we're sort of flyover country, except for in Chicago and Minneapolis maybe, it's hard to still break into that system that is controlled mostly in Nashville and New York and Los Angeles and London, et cetera. And we're having to pull on these grassroots strings even more so because of the pandemic. You would think with the internet that, automatically you're a national artist. And it's just not the case. It's not that easy to get popular in Brussels, from Indiana or Illinois. It's still easier to kind of coordinate through Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, people, within a couple hundred miles of you who've seen you before.
Something you just said, can you walk me through how you record a song and arrange it during the time of COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to use myself as an example if that's okay. But everybody's doing this. Everybody who has systems. I have a recording system at home, based on certain software. So I record a bunch of tracks. I put them in a file on Dropbox. Call up a buddy of mine who's a drummer in Philadelphia, and I say, hey, will you download these, put them in your system, play it, send it all back to me the same way I sent it to you with your part in it. So they do their drum part, send it back to me, I mix it, and say, oh gosh, I'd really like to get that sax player I met in New York. And I call him up, and I say, I'm sending you this file, will you play it? And he says, absolutely, I'm not doing anything right now, let's do it. And he plays it same way, sends it back to you via Dropbox. I can't tell you how many gigabytes of Dropbox it must be being burned right now at this very second, people doing that. I've got a guy from Ireland working on a song of mine. It's just how it works right now. And what's interesting, I never would have been able to meet any of these people in the same way because they would have been too busy out running around. But now they're all sitting around home, not doing anything. You call up this somewhat well-known person in Belfast and you say, hey, will you play sax on this? Yeah, why not? What am I doing? So they do it and they send it back, and most of the time they just want, mention on it. And that's a bonus. That's a beautiful bonus, but we're still faced with the same situation of getting the stuff out in the public. Does that make sense what I said?
Yeah, but why wouldn't that carry over after the pandemic is over? Why wouldn't you keep doing that?
It absolutely will. There is software, and I'm sorry, I can't think what it is, but there's some software companies who are developing this to be even better so that you can actually flip up on a screen like this in Zoom or some other program, and we can actually be working live. The problem is still lag and things like that and technical glitches, but that's just being refined where you can do that. We've always been able to do it, but we've just never been able to do it at the higher quality. And now it's getting really close. And so economically, that's going to be better, but, you know, still the kid in Fort Wayne is still going to have trouble getting Mick Jagger to sing backup on his song. You know, you're still going to have to figure out how to network, but you might be able to get somebody on the Rolling Stones record that you see as a session man to want to set in with you. You know, so, yeah, it's opened things up that way. That's a beautiful thing to try to communicate with somebody in Bordeaux to do your bass line. And then they send it back, and you create this bigger relationship with a market that you didn't have, because all of a sudden he's going to tell everybody in Bordeaux, hey, I worked with this guy in Fort Wayne, and it's really cool. It's like a gift every time it happens, because you send them what you've worked really hard on, they spend a couple of days on it, and they send it back to you, and it's like, oh my God, I've opened this incredible gift, and they've sent you several different choices. They play it all these different ways, and you can decide what to do with it, and that's a beautiful thing. But it's still not the same as sitting in the room with them and having that great vibe thing that happens and the sweat flowing, and, you know, it's just not the same.
Yeah, I would say that, why would you want that to go away? I understand that the ultimate experience and that the best stuff comes from playing together live, but you're talking about something you can do for a few dollars as opposed to something that costs tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to do, to fly in these people from all over the world to rent a studio and record something. So
that's exactly right. And in a weird way, you know, and you'll see this in my show when it gets done, is we feel a lot more connected as musicians, but we still feel kind of alienated from the rest of the world. I think from as artists, we feel like we're getting a lot done, and we feel like you know, we're kind of breaking new ground, and we're, like I said, trying to reinvent ourselves constantly, and we're getting to do that, but the wheels of motion of getting that stuff publicized and in the right hands is very difficult right now, if not impossible.
All right. Thank you, Brick Briscoe. Any Road and the Song Show on WNIN. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you, Steve.